This is Dublin's finest whisky and wine shop, and if you stop outside their whisky window, you'll get some idea of how many different whiskies there are now. And this was all started by the Irish because we invented whisky. You could even say we invented whisky twice. It was Arabic scientists who invented the concept of distilling around the 8th century. They used their copper pot still to extract perfumes and essences. They didn't understand the chemistry then, so people attributed the changes to the spirits. And we still call whisky a spirit. It's often said that the idea of distilling came to Ireland in the Middle Ages with monks and crusaders returning from the Middle East. And then Irish people began experimenting and distilling beer to make it more concentrated, and that's how whisky started. And the name whisky comes from the Irish words Uisce Beatha, meaning the water of life. Over the next 600 or even 800 years, not much changed. And then, in 1830, an ingenious Irish man called Aeneas Coffey invented a much more efficient and industrial process. And essentially, he put three stills together, one on top of the other, into a column. And you can see a sketch of Coffey's column still in the leaflet from our tour. Coffey's arrangement was much more efficient and cheaper and quicker. And it used the heat from the outgoing finished liquid to warm the incoming cold liquid. So it was also the first ever heat exchange device. That's a mechanism that's used in modern fridges. Unfortunately, his new still produced alcohol that was so pure it had very little flavour. So Irish distillers didn't like it, and they continued to use the old pot stills. However, Scottish distilleries thought it was a wonderful invention, and they used it to produce large volumes of alcohol for blending into whisky blends. And so this ingenious Irish invention kick-started the Scottish whisky industry. And over 150 years later, Scotch whisky is still the world number one. Before we leave here, this is a great place to pick up a souvenir or a gift, and they don't just sell whisky, they also have very nice wines. Next, our last stop is to hear about how our habit of adding milk to everything has created two new industries. We're going round the corner to St. Stephen's Green, and we'll stop at the Butler's Cafe on the corner of Grafton Street.